Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday, and we're talking to us about living a healthy, wealthy, wise life. It's possible and it's doable. There's a precious lady, a dear saint, that came to me and told me the first time she heard some of the stuff I was teaching, and she had an illness that was hindering her for years, and she asked me if I would pray with her quietly on the side, which I did, and I explained a few things to her about as a man thinks in his heart and your words and, you know, what the Word of God says. We are a Word of Faith, Spirit-filled church, and we spoke and I told her all about it. I prayed for her, and now she came back a week later, no symptoms, no problem whatsoever. And now it's been another week. She came back again, absolutely healed. She's so excited. And she said, it works. It's working in my life. And she's well up there in age. And she just learned this now. So anybody can do this and it'll work for anyone. So welcome to our Healing Academy. And these academies take place free of charge every Thursday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And you can catch us on traditionworshipcenter.com or YouTube or Facebook. But I would get on if you need healing, you know someone that needs healing, you want to learn about healing, please join us. It's no charge, no cost, 9 a.m. Thursday mornings, every Thursday morning to 10 a.m. God bless you as we pick up where we were now.
But it's faith in Jesus Christ together with the power of the Holy Spirit. So when I told this woman, I had belief in what Jesus had done, and then I had belief in what He had said, I will send the Holy Spirit. And I had belief in where the Bible says, great is He that's in me, the Holy Spirit. I believed all of that stuff. I gave what I had to her, and she received it, and she got her healing. It's precious, and she had that for a long time. And so, remember this, what the world considers weak, God considers strong. Listen to me, what the world considers foolish, God considers wise. What the world considers unusual, God considers normal. Listen to this one, what the world considers as peculiar, God considers as special. We are His special children. And He said, I will take the foolish to confound the wise, and I will take the weak things of this world to confound the things that are mighty, that no flesh should glory in my presence. And anything that the world considers unusual, that's strange, God considers this as normal. To see miracle signs and wonders from God should be normal to us Christian people. Amen. And so just like, now think about this, just like the things that Paul, the Apostle Paul, left behind and people got healed from that, we are the possessions of God. And while we are still here in the earth, Jesus was here. He sorted our lives out. He gave us salvation. He gave us authority. Then He left, and we are in the world representing Him today. We are left behind, so to speak, for now, in order to change the lives of people in the world through His power. You see, Paul left an area, but his clothes still perform miraculous signs and wonders. Jesus left the earth, but we are still here to perform miracle signs and wonders in the earth today. Amen. We have a purpose. Yeah, put your hand over your heart. Put your left hand in the air and say, Father God, I thank You for giving me purpose. I accept the assignment. Amen. This, I'm telling you, it's amazing. Even after Jesus left the earth, his spirit continues to work in us and through us. That means you, I'm talking to you there, right there. I'm looking at you. I'm talking to you. Jesus left the earth, but he left his spirit, his Holy Spirit. Oh my goodness. And his Holy Spirit in you continues his work in the earth while he's gone. We will be raptured real soon. Then there's not going to be any Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's going to be taken out so the Antichrist can come. I know the Holy Spirit comes back for a time through the tribulation to get people saved who will turn to him, turn to Jesus. But when we're taken out, that's when the Antichrist can come back or can step onto the world stage, because it's only the Holy Spirit holding him at bay, and the Holy Spirit's in us. So we have to be raptured, taken out, so the Antichrist can come, so that the tribulation can start. I believe God's really almost about ready to wrap this thing up right now. When you look at the world and what's going on, you know, something's up. Even the world are saying, what's up with all this stuff going on? They know, but they don't accept Jesus in a lot of cases. And we need to get after that. Amen. I just want to say this. We are unusual miracles. Yeah. You are an unusual miracle. You're born again with the Spirit of God in you. You and Christ have become one to the world that is unusual. Oh my goodness. But think about this. What the world considers foolish and peculiar, God considers worthy. You are worthy. Why? Because you received his son Jesus. They consider you worthy to be a peculiar person. With the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we are a peculiar people, and we have a kingship and a priestly anointing in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Acts 19:13 from the Voice translation. Now listen to this. Some itinerant Jewish exorcists, or exorcists, however you call them, noticed Paul's success in this regard. So these guys had seen Paul casting out demons, and that you can see in Acts 16, verses 16 through 18. So they saw Paul casting out demons, plus his clothes doing stuff. So they now trying to copy Paul. They noticed Paul's success in this regard to casting out demons, because they went around trying to do exorcisms, probably for finances. Come on. They weren't sold out to God because they didn't know him. I think they were sold out to fame and fortune. But watch here. Some Jewish exorcists noticed Paul's success in this regard. So they tried to use the name of Jesus the King in an exorcism they were performing. So now they tried to cast out a demon out of a man. And there's seven of them. And they're the seven sons of Sceva. And they're trying to cast this demon out. Now imagine this. There are seven of them, all sons of the Jewish chief priests named Sceva. He was a Jewish chief priest. His seven sons named Sceva. Right? Now watch here. Gathered around a demonized man in a house. That must have been. Can you imagine the guy that's got this demon? And yeah, you've got seven people around you doing incantations and dancing and jumping up and down. And I'm not even binding Lucy. I don't know what they were doing, but they're trying to imitate Paul, right? And we know that Paul, in Acts 16, verse 16 through 18, we know that there was a woman that walked around saying, these people are the genuine article. Listen to what they have to say. They represent God. And she was doing this for fame and fortune herself. And Paul got irritated with her, and he bound the devil in her, just like that. And they saw that. So they thought, hey, we're going to do the same thing. So they're probably trying to cast this demon out some way or other. They might be burning incense. I don't know what they were doing. Amen. But they weren't doing it the way Jesus did it. Jesus said, I've given you authority to cast out demons. Right? How do I cast a demon out? I look at that demon and I say, get out in the name of Jesus. I don't see the man, I see the demon. Amen. And I speak from the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And I just command that thing be gone. And if I know Christ, it's gone. Now watch it. And so this demon gathered around a demonized man in a house. One of the exorcists, Jewish exorcist, says, I command you to depart by the Jesus proclaimed by Paul. By the Jesus proclaimed by Paul. So they saw Paul cast out that demon out of that woman in the name of Jesus. So they think, hey, it's worth a shot. It worked for him. It'll work for us. Oh, my goodness. They thought they could cash in on what Paul was doing by associating themselves with the same Jesus as Paul. But Jesus doesn't become an associate. He becomes your Lord and your Savior. He's not an associate. I know some people say, he's my best friend. Yes, he is your best friend, but is he your Lord and your Savior? And is he Lord of all, Lord over everything in your life? You see, there's a major difference to having him just as your Savior and then going about your life like nothing else matters. You need him to be Lord and Savior. Amen. So watch it. So they thought that they could like get away with it or cash in on what Paul was doing by associating them with the same Jesus as Paul. They were not called by Jesus, neither were they sent by Jesus because they did not know Jesus. You can't go out in the name of Jesus without knowing Jesus. How can you speak for someone you have never spoken to? Now, you need to get a hold of this yourself because, you know, you can speak your own healing into your own life, but you can't speak it without the healer. And you have to have the healer, Jehovah Rapha, abiding with you and in you by the power of the Holy Spirit, right? So how can you speak for someone you've never spoken to? They were trying to speak to the demons in the name of Jesus, but they'd never spoken to Jesus. They didn't know him. How can you represent someone you've never spent any time with? Paul knew Jesus. Paul was full of the Holy Spirit. Paul spent time with God. Paul spent years in the desert learning about God. Paul lived with the disciples for 3 years. Paul studied, Paul spoke with, Paul had fellowship with Jesus. So when Paul got going and Paul released the power within him, there were unusual miracle signs and wonders because Paul knew in whom he believed. Come on. There are so many Christians today, they know about Jesus. They've read the Bible from cover to cover. But they don't know the person Jesus. Oh, Jesus, help us. And listen, you should know Jesus even if there was no New Testament. Just reading the Old Testament, every book represents Jesus Christ. Every single book. We spoke about it before. We spoke about Joseph, how Joseph was despised by his brothers. Jesus came to his own and they received him not.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come.